your mama call. God is wild. From the early morning to the early, early night. You see Miss Molly rocking at the House of Blue Light. Good golly, Miss Molly. God is wild. You sure like a ball. Oh, yeah. You're rocking and you're rolling. God is wild. Can't you hear your mama call. God now and everything.
Devil with a blue dress, blue dress. The devil with a blue dress.
I love the devil with the blue dress. All right, gonna sock it to me now.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israeli forces continuing their push into Gaza, which is displacing Palestinians and drawing international criticism. World leaders meeting in New York City for the UN General Assembly. The UK, along with France and Canada and Australia, are expected to formally recognize a Palestinian state. ABC's Martha Raddatz says the U.S. and Israeli governments are opposed to that designation.
Families of the Israeli hostages seized in the October 7th massacre nearly 2 years ago say Palestine should not be recognized as a state without ending the war and bringing home their loved ones.
The Trump administration expected to release its findings later today, suggesting a possible link between autism and the use of acetaminophen during pregnancy. Researchers and medical experts disputing the possible link, saying it stems from limited studies. In San Francisco, residents rattled earlier this morning to a 4.3 magnitude earthquake. So far, no reports of injuries or significant damage. This is ABC News. Another antitrust trial against Google is entering a remedies phase today. Arguments in the case expected to last up to 3 weeks.
Just weeks after Google dodged the most extreme penalties in the Justice Department's monopoly case against it in online search, the government's other antitrust case against the tech giant is moving forward. Last year, a judge sided with the DOJ, finding Google is a monopoly in the world of online advertising technology. That judge is now considering whether to force Google to sell off its ad exchange tech and share related code with competitors. Google has argued that goes too far. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The Teenage Cancer Trust announcing it's dropping Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York and former wife of Prince Andrew, as a patron. A spokeswoman says due to the disclosure of emails where she allegedly described convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein as a, quote, supreme friend. Ferguson served in the role as patron for 35 years. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. You may have noticed a bit of a detour if you normally drive on East Mason Street in Green Bay. Construction is underway to improve parts of East Mason and Main Street on the city's east side. East Mason is closed now between the Main Street intersection almost to Abrams Street. Assistant City Engineer Chaming Yang says once they get through the first month, Lime Kiln will open back up, so drivers should be able to use that route in a couple of weeks. But the section between Lime Kiln and Main Street will stay closed until mid-December. The goal is to get the projects done before the first snowfall. One of several employees Waupun Correctional Institution charged in connection to inmate deaths is off the hook. Lisa Hale reports.
A Dodge County Circuit Court judge dismisses charges against one of several employees charged in 2024 with abusing residents and misconduct in office at the Waupun Correctional Facility following 5 inmate deaths. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that according to the order for dismissal, Alexander Hallfelder only worked with one of the inmates in question for a few days before going on family medical leave. Hallfelder also told his supervisor and a member of the health service unit that he was concerned about the inmate's health. The prison was under lockdown conditions when two inmates died by suicide. One died by a drug overdose, one of a stroke, and another of dehydration and malnutrition. Former Waupun warden Randall Hepp was found guilty of a misdemeanor and was fined $500 for his role in the death of an inmate at the prison. 35-year-old Sarah Ransbottom was found guilty in September of a misdemeanor count of violating state or county institutional law. She was ordered to pay a fine and a court fee. Five other prison employees still face charges of abusing an inmate or misconduct.
With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Some good news and bad news. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The good news is, for a third year in a row, the Brewers headed into the playoffs as divisional champs. The bad news is, it'll likely be without starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who suffered a lat strain in his upper back.
Obviously, it sucks. This is something that is a side effect of the surgery I had, and it's kind of terrible timing in that sense for, the team. The biggest goal for me was to finish the year healthy.
The crew in San Diego tonight against the Padres. College football, the Badgers now 2-1 after losing to Maryland 27-10 over the weekend. Wisconsin has their bye week, followed by a trip to Ann Arbor to face number 19th ranked Michigan. NFL, the Packers stunned, losing 13-10 to the Browns in Cleveland on a last second field goal.
It's extremely disappointing to be in a position to win the game and to have the script totally flip on you. It's tough to deal with.
As head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On and off showers and thunderstorms still today. Heavy at times with hail and high winds possible. We could see some heavy rainfall as well. High temperatures today reach the low 70s and tomorrow slide to the upper 60s. Spotty showers may still linger through Wednesday, then we dry out. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Time. I love that song so much. It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. What I also love is when we get a lot of winning going on WGBW, and let's do it. We have a 1 o'clock keyword as we go for the green and gold with our text to win contest, where all you have to do is download the Civic Media app for free and text this keyword for 1 o'clock. You have until 2, but just do it now so you don't forget. The keyword is ball, B-A-L-L, as in, do you like football? I know that's one word, but leave off the foot. It's just B-A-L-L. Ball is your keyword as we go for the green and gold to do some winning of some green money and gold jewelry. That is your daily prize that this keyword will enter you into that drawing. And also, if you would like to go see some football as Green Bay and Minnesota play in November here in Green Bay, then that is the grand prize. One text of the keyword ball gets you in both drawings. Ball, B-A-L-L. Text it now through the Civic Media app with WGBW.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart. And the
somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them. The timeless hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Yeah. Wendy has stormy eyes that flash at the sound of lies. And Wendy has wings to fly above down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees. Who's reaching out to capture a moment? Everyone knows it's Wendy. Who's tripping down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees. Who's reaching out to capture a moment? Everyone knows it's Wendy. Who's tripping down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees. Who's reaching out to capture a moment? Everyone knows it's Wendy. Who's tripping down the streets of the city, smiling at everybody she sees. Who's reaching out to capture a moment? Everyone knows it's Wendy.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Officially fall on the calendar, but I started my soup season way before fall started. But I made a big old pot of chili again over the weekend, and That's one of those things where it seems like the weather needs to be cold to eat chili until you make chili when it's not cold. And then you eat like half the pot by yourself. Or maybe that's just me, but it was delicious. And I'm going to be having some more after the show
today. Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW. Always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Another local news update is on the way in just minutes, but if you want news now, get it on demand on the website at WGBW.fm.
Yeah. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Our multi-state text to win contest. I have that for you again coming up in the next 20 minutes, so you have time to download that free Civic Media app wherever you purchase apps normally. If you need a little help, go to our website at wgbw.fm. We'll walk you through how to download the Civic Media app, and your keyword for this 1 o'clock hour is coming up.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. A heartbreaker in Cleveland as the Packers lose to the Browns in the last 2 seconds of the game yesterday. Cleveland didn't even score until the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter, but then the game turned in a hurry. An interception and blocked field goal attempt by the Packers set the Browns up to break the 10-10 tie, which they did with a 55-yard field goal. The Pack fell to the Browns 13-10 in their first loss of the season. While the team was on the road, hundreds of Girl Scouts had a slumber party at Lambeau Field Saturday night. Around 400 Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes spent an evening touring the stadium, making cards for local nursing homes, as well as blankets for the Humane Society, and watching a movie. Then about 150 Scouts rolled out their sleeping bags for an overnight in the Hall of Fame. The Packers regularly host smaller groups of Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts for sleepovers in the Hall of Fame, but this was just the second year such a large contingent of Girl Scouts gathered for the Lambeau Field event. Green Bay area school students head back to class today under some new safety protocols put in place by the district. About 11,000 students had to get a new clear backpack if they wanted to bring a bag to school. Thousands of clear backpacks have been donated by local businesses and people around the community to support students. That's just one of several new safety measures put in place after police found a loaded gun and ammunition in a student's backpack at Preble High School nearly 2 weeks ago. The district held a community roundtable discussion last week to gather ideas from the public on what they'd like to see in schools to keep students safe. The school board will present the results of that discussion at their next school board meeting on October 13th. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day,
on
and off showers and thunderstorms still today. Heavy at times with hail and high winds possible. We could see some heavy rainfall as well. High temperatures today reach the low 70s and tomorrow slide to the upper 60s. Spotty showers may still linger through Wednesday, then we dry out. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Kind of guy that would say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that should give you everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part.
On local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. But when it comes time for nighttime, it's time for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, starting at 6 o'clock every night right here on WGBW.
I've been I want
News and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. The Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest continues for this hour. Your keyword is ball, B-A-L-L. Text ball through that Civic Media app with WGBW.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I got. What's the use in trying? And all you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace.
your baby is so far away.
Well, there's a rose in a distant glass, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Don't be angry, don't be sad, but don't sit crying over good times ahead. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the girl.
WGBW. Appropriate weather for the first day of fall? Probably. Although, I don't know, spring usually is the rainy season, right? And if you're keeping track on this first day of fall, which now we are completely underway because it happened, fall happened exactly at 1:19 p.m. So we are right there in it. And if you're thinking, you know what comes after fall, winter, don't worry. The countdown continues. We only have 183 days left until spring.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
97.9 FM. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
we can't go on together
with suspicious
minds,
and we can build our dreams
on suspicious minds.
So if an old friend I know, if I don't say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes?
.9 WGBW. Quick text ball, BALL, through that Civic Media app with WGBW. As we go for the green and gold, it's your multi-state text to win contest keyword for this 1 o'clock hour.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He changed the world for a good thing. Put her down. When a
local news, timeless hits, WGBW. Broadcasting from our studios downwind from the Bratz at Lambeau Field.
Whoa, can't you see?
Local news and timeless hits.